Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, and yourself?
Good. I'm going to try to take you off the speaker. Let's see. Well, I guess it'll have to work. let's see. I have a charge on my statement for last month. Mm-hmm. And let's see. It was dated 110 for $49.90. No, wait. Yeah, $49.97, and I was inquiring about that because I didn't authorize that.
Alrighty, I'd be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me this one brief moment.
Okay.
All right, that first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Okay, it's Connie McIntyre, 2593 East Sylvania Road, Bloomfield, Indiana, 47424.
You said Bloomfield. Yes, ma'am. So reviewing the account, it does show that there was a purchase that was made for a Wi-Fi booster for the shipping handling charge of $7.45 back on the 5th of January. Do you recall making a purchase for the Wi-Fi booster?
Yeah, I think that was supposed to be just for shipping only.
Yes, ma'am. So the Wi-Fi booster was for shipping only, so that had nothing to do with the $49.97. That $49.97 that came out of the account was because the account was not canceled within the sufficient time frame of the 24 to 48 hours. If the account was not canceled within those time frame, then an email would be sent to you, and it would send you a value of a $125 value gift card to order more items off the website. If you do wish to continue, then that price would be the same each month of receiving the gift card.
Oh, well, can I return that and then cancel that then?
We don't take the gift cards back. However, I can most definitely go ahead and cancel the account for you so there will be no other future charges coming out of the account. And due to the charges that are on the account, we are able to provide you that 35% refund.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, because it's like, oh, well, yeah. No, I thought it was just for shipping and handling. That was it. But, oh, well, huh.
And the highest that we can do is a 50% refund. It will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days or however long it does take your bank to release the findings, 24 to 48 hours for that email to confirm the cancellation and also the process of the refund. I have that cancellation number for you whenever you are ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
That is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
258. 725-456.
So I didn't catch all that. So do I have to confirm that with the email?
No. You don't have to confirm anything. Just wait till your findings fall back into your account, and the email will just be confirming that the account has been canceled. That's all.
Okay. So I won't be charged any more than
correct
or anything, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well. Thank you for your help. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Okay, good. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye. Thanks for giving customer service a call. Bye-bye.
Thank you.